This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. So I started living with Ron. It was a couple years ago. I had my little daughter, Emmy, when I was just 17 years old. So I kind of fucked my life up, but I love her and it's fun being her mom, but I'm 21 and it's just really hard to find a good job. Single mom, young, no experience, you know, I'm like the total stereotype, you know, young teen moms just really fucking up life. But, you know, I met Ron through a very interesting way, I guess. At one point, I was super desperate for money. My boyfriend had left me and Emmy, and we were all alone. And I was so afraid that I was going to be homeless, and I had little Emmy to take care of. So I did what, you know, the only thing I could do is I kind of got into prostitution. I mean, I consider myself somewhat classy, but I mean, the truth is I was getting fucked for money. You know, I would advertise as I would do alcohol massages. But it was, you know, it was clear. I was selling my body. And the money was good, so I just kept doing it. And that's until I met Ron. He answered one of my ads, and he met me at a motel. And he really wormed himself into my life. It just happened so quickly. But the first time that we met, I sucked his cock and it was really nice. He was very polite and he paid for more time. And so we just kind of hung out for a while. He offered me some pot, and usually when I smoke, I get super talkative. So I just told him all about myself, you know, how I was new to being a hooker. And really only doing it, like, I had more plans for my life than hooking. But I was doing it because I was so desperate. And, yeah, I was a little ashamed I was doing it because I was a mother, you know. And Ron, looking back, I can remember, he acted a little interested, if you will, when I told him I was a mother. He asked if it was a boy or a girl. I told him about Emmy. She was only 2 years old around that time. And he was just very interested in me and my life. And it felt nice. And he became like a pretty regular customer for me. You know, weekly, really. Sometimes more than once a week. Just paying for sex. And he got a lot different. Like the first time, he was very gentle. You know, it was just a typical blow job, but it seemed like each time I met with him after that, he got more and more rough. And I kind of was okay with it. I had my limits as a prostitute. I had a lot of limits, but there was something about Ron. I think it's because he really got to know me, and he seemed like such a sweet guy. So the first time He got really rough. I was on my knees. He was on the bed in the motel room. And I was, you know, doing my thing, sucking his cock. And he got up and just started face fucking me. No man had ever done that before. Like, he just held me by the sides of my head and just pumped into my mouth. It hurt, but I just kind of took it, I guess. And it just kept getting more and more intense. Like the next time, he pissed on me, and that's definitely a limit. I don't like doing anything like gross like that, but he just like did it out of nowhere. And again, I just kind of took it. And I definitely have a limit of no anal. I can't stand anal. It hurts so bad. And Ron knew that. I know he knew that. But, you know, a few times into our little schedule, he kind of just like pinned me down. And I would say he anally rapes me because I told him no. I asked him really nicely to stop, and that just sort of like made him go harder. And I can't explain why I just let it happen. I don't know, maybe it was the money. Maybe it was because I oddly trusted this stranger, but I kind of just let him do whatever he wanted to do with me. But, you know, we got really close, though. I got dependent on seeing him, you know, financially and emotionally, because he was really interested in my life and making sure I was okay. And, you know, this one time I told him that stuff was not getting good. Like, it was getting really bad. And, you know, I was thinking about go into a homeless shelter, and that's when he offered me to move in with him. He said he had an extra bedroom that me and Emmy could have, and it wouldn't be permanent, but he just wanted to, you know, make sure I was safe. And I appreciated that. I really did. You know, I didn't have a father ever, really. I had a sperm donor. And Ron kind of made me feel like those daddy feelings, you know? Like, he just wanted to make sure I was safe. And I took him up on his offer, of course. I mean, he said he wouldn't even, like, charge me hardly anything. And, you know, basically he would just get pussy for free. And I thought that was, like, totally fair. So we moved in together, and it was really great. Ron was really good for me, even though he got really rough in the bedroom. I got used to it. I did. Like, I don't know. He was telling me that he was doing it to train me to be a good whore. And I mean, I guess I wanted to be good at it. So, you know, everything was great. Everything was really, really great. And, you know, I still needed to make money. And, you know, I would get lots of calls for Johns. And it was so difficult dealing with Emmy, you know, like trying to find a babysitter and all of that. And that's when Ron started offering to watch Emmy so I could go make money. And I'd been living with him long enough to realize he wasn't some crazy psycho. And I trusted him, and he was really insistent on doing it. So, you know, there was a lot of time where I would go out on dates and Ron would stay home with little Emmy. But, fast forward some time. I'll fast forward in this story a little bit, but then I'll go back. So, you know, fast forward to now, run every day, sometimes more than once a day, rapes my little Emmy. And I know that's a big, big jump, but he rapes her in front of me. And it's really, it's different. It's sometimes hard to watch, but I'm kind of okay with it, I guess. Back rewind in the story, Ron told me that, for months he had been molesting and grooming Emmy. And at first I was shocked when he first told me that. This was before he started raping her in front of me. He just kind of revealed it to me, and I was really mad. I was like, what the fuck, Ron? Like, don't molest my little daughter. But, he wanted to show me, that it didn't really hurt her. But he explained first, like, it all started with him giving Emmy baths. And I knew he was doing that, but I figured, most of the time you don't think most people are pedophiles, but, he told me that he just couldn't resist Emmy's toddler body and that he wanted to really just love on her some more. And I know this sounds crazy that I allow this and that I'm not, I haven't thrown him in jail or anything, but, during this time also, Ron was having us role play together that I was a little girl. Like, he liked me to call him daddy and, just call my pussy a little girl pussy, stuff like that. And it was weird. I didn't like it at all because I'm not into that kind of stuff. But I could tell Ron loved it, so I went along with it. But, Ron tried to teach me that, sometimes daddies like to show little girls love in ways that aren't normal, not typical. So I tried to understand. I really did. And, at that point, Ron had told me he just kind of cuddled with Emmy while she was drying after the bath. Things like that. It didn't sound too bad, but then Ron started doing it in front of me. And it was really hard to watch. Because, like, at first, honestly, it was really sweet. The first time he showed me, they were in the bathtub, and Emmy was being all cute, playing in the water. And Ron got his hands all soapy, and he just started washing her body, rubbing the soap in, but, like, a little longer than most parents would. He spent a lot of time on her chest and her cute little belly. Emmy had this adorable little belly, like it was kind of chubby. It was so cute. Little girls have chubby little bellies. And then he would spend a lot of time on her bottom. And he would say, good girls are clean. And he would just, his soapy hand would just start rubbing her cheeks and like going in between her ass crack. And he would just rub up and down between there and grab her butt. And Emmy liked it, to be honest. She was giggle and say it tickled. And like Ron's hands were so big because, keep in mind, Emmy was only like 2 years old at that time. She was so tiny, a little toddler. But then Ron would spend some time. He would tell her that he would wash the pee-pee off of her little princess part. And I think for Emmy, that made sense to her. But, You know, the first time I saw Ron molest her little pussy, wow, it was interesting. He didn't really penetrate her in any way. I wouldn't even say he went inside of her little lips, but he would just take his soapy hand and just kind of rub her little mound and, you know, her inner thighs and just kind of spend a lot of time rubbing the outer parts of her pussy. And after he would do stuff like that, you know, later that night, oh my gosh, Ron was like a maniac after he molested Emmy and had sex with me. Oh my gosh, he would like bend my legs above my head and just, it really felt like he was raping me. It hurt. But you have to understand, I just, the way me and Ron's relationship was, I never fight back or feel bad about it. I just let him do it because that's, I don't know, like he said, that's how daddies show their love. And he did feel like a daddy. But with Ron, it just kind of escalated a lot. And definitely did. You know, I watched him do the bath time a lot. And, you know, he started, like, rubbing baby lotion on her afterwards. I never put lotion on Emmy, so I thought that was just a way for him to molest her, which pretty positive it was, because he would just take the lotion and, I don't know, just, like, massage her whole entire body. And Emmy liked it, and I think that's why I didn't, like, protest too much, because she wasn't crying, she wasn't fighting Ron. She acted like she liked it. But, you know, after a while, Ron started doing more. He started jacking off in the bathtub. Like, he would sit on the edge of the bathtub and, like, at first, he would kind of, you know, sit to where Emmy couldn't see his dick. And he would just jerk off and rub her body with one hand. And it kind of made me nervous, you know, because I'm like, oh my God, is he going to start, like, fucking her mouth or something? But then it kind of escalated to where Ron would just do it in front of her, like, it was like a game. He made it into a game. He said that the big monster was outside of the bathtub and Emmy had to hide to get away from the monster. And so she'd bend over in the bathtub. It was really perverted. I mean, he definitely knew what he was doing to get, well, you know, to get what he wanted. You know, and then it was all fine because, like I said, Emmy wasn't crying and she wasn't in pain or anything. But one night, you know, after the lotion time, Ron, like, spread her legs open some and she was, like, half asleep. Sometimes she would fall asleep during lotion time and she was definitely asleep. And he, like, spread her legs, and I got really nervous. Like, oh, my God, what is he doing? And, well, what he did is he told me to look really closely. He wanted me to watch. He said, I want you to watch me molest your daughter. And so I listened like the good girl I was, and he took his hands, and he just softly opened up her outer lips. And they were so tiny, you know, like, so tiny, especially compared to his big, big hands. And you could just see her delicate, very delicate pink slit. And, like, I could hear Ron start breathing more intensely. And he just softly traced around the slit and looked at her clit, you know, with his finger. And I just did that for a while while jerking off, just looking at her spread wide open. And then, I mean, this is how gentle he was. He took his fingertip and started easing into her little slit. And she didn't wake up. That's how soft it was. And that night he came, like when he put his finger inside. And he said that's the first time he's ever felt the inside of a child's pussy. And he came all over the bed sheets. But it definitely started to get like worse and worse. You know, he did the thing where he'd spread her open on the bed, and you know, the fingertip turned into half of his finger. And that's where Emmy really didn't like it. She would really just try to squirm out of the way and tell Ron that it hurt, but he would not stop. He would actually have me hold her down. And I don't know why I couldn't ever say no to him. I desperately wanted to. Because, you know, the touching, the light molesting was one thing, but, you know, watching him finger my daughter was really intense. And I just kept going deeper and deeper with the fingering. And there was one time where, you know, I really didn't know about this, even though I am a girl and had one at one time, but he explained, well, I'll explain what I saw. So I was sitting there watching him fingering my little 2-year-old, and there was some blood on his finger, and Ron acted really excited, and Emmy was crying. And I was so scared that he hurt her, and I actually told him, "What did you do? Did you scratch her?" And he said that he broke her hymen. And he said that what it is that it's a piece of, you know, tissue that all little girls have that prove they're like a virgin or something, and that he was fingering her so hard that he tore through it, and that she got really wet from the blood and it turned him on. And I thought that was so gross, you know, that he was turned on by that and he kept fingering her. He kept penetrating her with just one single finger while she crying for mommy and telling Ron to stop. And like, every time he molested Emmy, he would just rail me, you know, alone when Emmy was asleep. And we would talk a lot, and he would say, you know, he didn't really want to hurt Emmy. He could hurt me, and that he could get it out on me, and that was fine with me. You know, it got so bad to where he used to tell me to pretend to be a toddler, and I felt like I needed to, you know, to like get Ron, to allow Ron to get his aggression out on me instead of Emmy. And oh my God, he would fuck me so hard. There were times where I was bleeding because he was just fucking me so hard, tearing me open. Because of course I'm not wet from this. I wasn't getting wet from Ron practically raping me. So he was tearing me and it hurt. But you think it would have stopped there, right? But it didn't. It really didn't. And Ron got very, very vocal and very brave, I guess. You know, he would be fingering my 2-year-old, and he would be telling me, because I think he got off on me being there and hearing the details. And he used to always say that Emmy was so tight that it felt like her little hole was sucking in his finger. That it felt so soft and tight inside of her. And every time he would touch, you know, the outside of her little pussy, he would just talk about how smooth and hairless her skin was, how soft and pure a toddler's body is. I mean, he was like really into it. I mean, Ron was definitely a pedophile. He was definitely turned on every time he molested my toddler daughter. And then just like one day, he lost control. He really did. He said that he thought Emmy should learn how to taste and suck cock. And I tried to say something, but he quieted me down and he said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt her." So I watched him, you know, put the tip of his cock on her lips. And it looked so obscene. My little daughter, who's 2, I mean, she's 2 years old. Her mouth could barely open up wide enough to take his cock. And he was just rubbing his cock all over her face, all over her lips. And Emmy hated it. She would try to like move her head, but he would hold her by her hair. And it's like he almost got angry when she wouldn't cooperate. And this one time he's holding Emmy by her blonde hair, you know, like a ponytail. And he just took her head and started, you know, pumping her head up and down on his cock, somehow fitting the girth and the length of just a quarter of his cock inside her little mouth. It was so sad. And she was gagging the whole time. There was drool coming out of her mouth because she was probably, you know, gagging out spit, almost throwing up. And Ron would just grunt and groan. Like, it was like watching this monster unfold in front of me. I mean, like literally watching a pedophile rapist right in front of me. And that first time that he face fucked my toddler, he came in her mouth. And she, oh my God, she hated it. It was like pulling out of her mouth because she's so tiny. And she's gagging. And he held her mouth closed and her nose. So she had to swallow it. It was insane. He was like this secret pedophile that I didn't realize he was. And I thought maybe that would be it, that, I don't know, I guess my daughter would just suffer through mouth rape from this pedo, and I knew I had to get out, but I was stuck. I was stuck. I didn't have anywhere to go. It was be there, be homeless. And so, you know, fast forward now, Emmy's 3. I mean, she's still super fucking young. And now Ron is raping every single hole. I mean, like when she turned 3 years old, on her birthday, Ron said that her birthday present was taking his dick inside of her cunt. And I really did beg. I really did beg him to not do that, because I didn't think it was possible, and that was my daughter, you know? But he talked me into it, and like the dumb bitch I am, I just listened, and it was terrible. It really was. I watched. because he liked me to watch. Like, he made me look at the moment he inserted it into her, his cock. He made me watch it. He told me to come here and watch him stretch her 3-year-old pussy. Of course I did, and I looked down, and poor Emmy was screaming through it. And I don't know how he did it, but he worked his tip inside her tiny little hole. I mean, it was like it had to be tearing open. And he just kept pushing and forcing it in, pushing so hard. She was screaming at the top of her lungs. And he was holding her down like some sick, crazy rapist. And he made it in. He made it all the way, I guess, to her end, because even the length of his cock didn't fit in there. And it had to be like deep into her tiny little belly. It was so scary watching. So scary because he fucked her like he fucked me. He fucked my 2-year-old daughter as hard as he would fuck me. And I know how hard he fucked. He fucks like he rapes. And he raped her over and over again, dumping his load inside of my 2-year-old. And just, when he would come out of her, his cum would be literally leaking out of her. Her little hole would be absolutely stretched, gaped open. And then he wouldn't stop with her mouth, her throat. He would get balls deep in her throat and just hold her still, holding her still while he raped the back of her throat. Oh, and then, of course, he would anally rape my 3-year-old. And Emmy really hated that. She hated it. And I hated the look of it. The look of it, because picture a toddler's ass. They're so tiny. I mean, your whole hand is about the width of that little ass almost. And then you imagine a cock. It was like he was literally splitting her little body apart, every hole that he stuffed open. And just spent every day with his cock being forced inside my little 3-year-old. And I just watched. I watched in fear and disgust, while Ron just proved over and over how much of a toddler fucker he was. A rapist, a pedophile rapist, and sadistic, I would say, making me watch every moment, and then making me call him things. Ron liked me to say that he was a toddler fucker while he was raping my daughter. He liked me to call him a pedophile rapist while he fucked her. It was intense. And now, Ron wants to get me pregnant. And I am.